everyone. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I am your host, Philip, and I'm going to be honest with you. If you notice, in some of my episodes this year, I was mentioned we're close to hit that 300 episode. 300 episode, but I did some episode, but then I was going to make this like a big deal. You know, before, I should say this. This episode, we finally hit 300. And as I said earlier, and I know I can't talk right now, but it's been a long day today. I did in some episode early this year that we're close to hit that 300 mark, and I was going to do it pretty much almost every episode until we hit the 300 mark, and I was going to make a big deal out of it. I've thought about maybe bringing a guest, a returning guest, I should say, to hit that 300 mark, but I decided not to. I was going to do maybe make this a big deal, even rather for the guests or just by myself with no guest schedule for this 300 episode, but I changed my mind. And if you notice, for the last few episodes I have done, I have not mentioned about we're close to hit the 300. I stopped completely because, quite honestly, I was going to make this a big deal, celebrate for that 300 episode, but I decided not to. The reason is that, well, not many, I'm going to be honest with you. Not many people listen to my podcast anyways. Like, maybe one or two people listen to this podcast. Probably one or two people may listen to this episode. I'll be lucky if three people listen to this episode. So, honestly, if people don't give a damn, I don't give a damn. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's true. It's that simple. I'm being honest, and that's how I feel now. If, you know, not many people listen to this podcast anyways, so that's why I don't make this a big deal. Why would I make this, and I say to myself, why would I make this a big deal for the, even though it's quite a milestone for me, or for anyone, you know, being doing podcasts, you know, start doing podcasts and hit the 300 episode, which was a milestone and all, which is great and all, but why would I waste my time to make that big deal and not many people listen to my podcast? If people don't give a damn, I don't give a damn. But I still don't make it episodes. I still making an episode because I know there will be maybe probably one person or two people. I'll be lucky three people listen to this episode alone or listen to my podcast, period, really. So, you know, whatever. And I know you'll probably be thinking, man, you sound pretty pissed off the way I waste my tone. No, I'm not pissed off. One, I raised my tone because I have my fan on because I have not had my AC set up yet because it's that time of the year getting warmer. So, you know, I have the fan on. I don't know if you can hear the fan from the background from this recording or not. So that's why, just in case, if the fan's a little bit loud because it's a little loud because I have it on in the living room. So that's why I'm talking a little bit louder, which sounds like I'm raising my tone. But at the same token, I'm being honest. People don't listen to my podcast. I should say people don't listen to my podcast. Not many people listen to my podcast, which is fine. Why would I make an effort to do that celebration? Because big deal regarding the 300. When we hit that 1 year mark when I started a podcast. Now I've been doing this for 5 years, but I remember doing the episode 1 year, which is cool. Which is a cool episode. Check out, I have a couple guests on there, I believe, if I remember correctly. But I'm not going to make this a big deal. 300. So, you know, there's that. But, I'm not good. Now, for this episode alone, I'm gonna talk about, and you probably see the title of this episode, Memory Lane. Yeah, you probably wonder, what the fuck? Memory Lane. What do you mean, Memory Lane? I want to talk about what that means, and I'm going to explain it. What that means, I'm going to tell you some stories. Some maybe the good times and the bad times. The stories I want to share. Bring back good memories or even bad times. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Nowadays, it's very rare for me to remember any of the good times. Very rare. I can probably remember more bad than good nowadays. True story. So I'm gonna try my best to tell some maybe the good times and the bad times. I'm gonna share you some stories. That's why, you know, that's what this called Memory Lane of this episode. And that's what we're gonna talk about in this 300th episode. Memory Lane. So you know what? Let me get this started. Now some of the stories I might have told before, maybe on this podcast. Some, a lot of them I don't, but here are some stories I will like to share. I remember. Let me think. I'm sorry, because I'm distracted. I'm watching the game right now between the Miami Heat and the Bulls in the play-in tournament, and Miami Heat are without their best player, Jimmy Butler, and the Bulls getting their ass kicked. They're getting embarrassed. This is getting embarrassing, and I'm a Bulls fan, man. I knew that's coming, but I didn't expect to be like a fucking getting blown out. Well, this Bulls team is win by fucking circus, I swear to God. But anyways, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. So, you know, Memory Lane. I try to think which story should I start to tell. I want to share. You know. I remember I shared this story, actually, I believe last year on the podcast with one of my guests. I remember a long time ago, and I believe I was 11 or 12 year old, and one of my old closest friend come visit me, and we're gonna hang around, and we got invited by another friend of ours who lived down the street to me. So we walked down, go over to that friend's house. And we go outside, we play his trampoline at his backyard. Now, his little brother, who was at the time, I think, 8 or 7 year old, I think, around there. I know me and my friend and his older brother, we're older than him, but he's not allowed to play outside with us. He wants to play outside with us on the trampoline, but his brothers think, no, he's not allowed because he got a cold. And his little brother was upset, disappointed, going in the house. Now, I don't know where their parents are at all, before, you know, because I want to mention, I don't know where the parents are before I go further to that story. Just in case anyone didn't really listen to that episode last year when I shared that story. So So we, anyways, he went, his little brother was disappointed, upset, going in the house as he's supposed to, So me and my friend, me and two of my friends were jumping on the trampoline. And then his little brother come outside again, get on the trampoline, and he pulled a knife on us. Like, oh, shit. We, now, I was, like I said, I was 11, I think I was 11 or 12 year old, I think. Maybe 10, I'm on there. No, no, not 10. I take it back, not 10. Either 11 or, I was 11 or 12 year old. And my friend's like, maybe, I think he's like a couple of years younger than me. Like a couple of years younger than me or so. But anyways, we stopped and then he was, he's, okay, this friend, I go to that friend's house, his name is Shane. And the friend that come with me, visit me, name is Eric. Which, by the way, you've been on this podcast a few times already. Shout out to Eric. Good, close friend of mine. We went, go way back. So, we're stopped like, oh shit. You know, none of us, you know, can't leave the trampoline or turn. Because, you know, you can turn your back. If you turn your back, you're going to end up getting stabbed. Because he has a knife. Again, I don't know where their parents are at all. Now, the older brother, Shane, he's like about my age. He's, I believe, if I remember correctly. And I do, now, if you don't know me, let me tell you a little bit about me. I used to know Taekwondo. I used to do Taekwondo. So I kind of did, I actually did a Taekwondo. I did some for self-defense on the little kid without hurting him. So, you know, he, so I like, you know, I had to do something. We're like, oh man, we can't get out the trampoline, turn our back, because we don't want to get end up getting stabbed. So, you know, it's like three of us again, and he's, and him, just a little boy, who's, I believe, again, I think 8, 7 year old, 8 or whatever, or 9. So I sweep him, like, trip him real quick, and he lost the knife. Nothing happened to the kid. He didn't get hurt. No one didn't get hurt at all. No one didn't get hurt. So, you know, Shane, his older brother. I don't remember his little brother's name, so don't ask. That's why I say he's the little brother. But Shane, the older brother, he took the knife away and take the, his brother. We both, we all went, take, get out the, got off the trampoline. And guess who show up? Their mom. Again, I don't even know where she was at in the beginning with. So, you know, his older brother, Shane, told his mom what happened. You know, and, she, oh, she's mad at her younger son. And me and my friend, Eric. And, you know, I don't know if Eric remembered this or not, but I sure do. But me and Eric were telling each other, you know, let's go home. We don't want to stay. We don't want to stay. So, you know, and, you know, his mom is nice and all. But she, you know, like, you don't want to stay. We have to go home. You know, okay. And I was like, thanks for coming. Oh, okay, yeah, thank you. For, you know, whatever. So both me and my friend Eric left the house. And we both never come back ever, that time. Since that time. Because, you know, I don't want to go back to that house. What just that, what happened at that time? He's Shane's younger brother bring a knife. No, luckily no one didn't get hurt. Lucky we didn't get stabbed. No one didn't get hurt. Luckily, I don't want to take no chance. I'm not going back to that house. Besides me and my me and Shane, we get along, but we're not close friends or anything like that. Same with Eric. So we went home, I think we went to, went home, me and my friend Eric, walked home. And like, we're, like, you know, we're never coming back. Yeah, we tell each other, we're never coming back, what, you know, what just happened, you know, what just happened. So, you know, fuck that shit. But anyway, so there's that story. And I have shared this story before. I believe it was, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, but I remember I shared that story on the podcast. We're talking about Taekwondo. And I remember I mentioned that story on this podcast. But anyways, so there's that story I want to share. Now, let me see what other story I want to share. I remember in seventh grade, when I was seventh grade, I went to Lynn Middle School. And, you know, the only sport at that time was I used to do Taekwondo. That's it. I decided I want to do another sport. I want to play basketball. My dad was okay, whatever, you know. And my dad was alive. My parents are okay with it. And then, I'm gonna be honest with you. Before I started the tryout for basketball, I wasn't expecting to make the team. Because I have no experience playing basketball. Because you know how like some kids will play basketball for that very young age? Not me. I started playing basketball when I was 12 years old. Yeah, that's a young age, but there are some kids, even to this day right now, they play in a basketball league younger than that. Learn to play basketball, you know, for a very young age. And I don't have no experience playing basketball. So, and you know, I'm trying out for make the team that represents the school. For the school. And so, now for Lynn Middle School, at that time, when I was in seventh grade, two teams for Lynn. I believe there in the other middle school, they probably only have two teams or one team for players, for students to have an opportunity to make one of the team. So, anyways, I try out just like everyone else, trying to make the team for Lynn. I was expecting to make the team. My expectation, and I'll be honest with you, I was not expecting to make the team at all. And I remember I mentioned this one of my guests, who wasn't on my teammate in seventh grade, that I don't even know what I was doing. And he's like, we always don't know what we're all doing, which is, you know, and which shout out to Danny Bustamante. He's been on my podcast a few times, by the way, too. So after the tryout, whatever, and then then I got a phone call by this coach that I'm on the team. He told me when's the first practice. So, okay. I was surprised that I make the team. Now, I know there's two teams. Now, our school name is called the Cougars. Lynn Middle School is called Cougars. But with the two teams, so the other Lynn that represent for Lynn Middle School, they call themselves the Hornets. More on that in a bit. So I make the team, so I'm on Coach Gonzalez's team. That's my coach, Mr. Gonzalez. Shout out to him if he ever listened to this podcast. Mr. Gonzalez, I hope all is well for you. Mr. Gonzalez, he was my very first basketball coach. And I make the team. And now keep in mind, I don't know anyone on that team. Except, I know there's one person I know since we're kids who passed away in 2020. I know him for a long time, but he made the team for Lynn as well, but he made the team for the Hornets. I did know the other person, but we don't really interact at all until we're on the same team for seventh grade. We're on the same team in the eighth grade as well, which I guess I'll get to that in a bit. I might talk about it. I don't know. But, shout out to Eric Roberts. That's who I'm talking about. Who was on my podcast one time. Check out that episode. So, you know, we make first practice, and I don't even know what I'm doing. But you can tell me, we run around the court, whatever. And a lot of people on my team tell me, you know, this is the first time I met them, some of them. Eric Roberts, who I mentioned, he used to be in the same class in sixth grade, actually, which we have talked about, I believe, on that podcast. And check out that episode, you know. But met, you know, Rene Ortega, Danny Bustamante, Javier Lemons, who's been on my podcast as well. Who else? Who was on my 7th grade basketball team? Stefan, who passed away just, I believe, 2 years ago. Rest in peace. And I can't remember who else. Oscar Bustamante, and we get to know each other. I make friends with the other team that represent for Lynn, the Hornets. I got to know them too, and they got to know me. We become friends, you know. They all told me, you know, and we're all cool with me, really. They were all cool with me, and they're cool. They're a bunch of cool people, and they all told me before that it's, and they told me this. Excuse me. We got your back. If someone pick on you, let us know. We'll take care of it. That's how good friends they are. Such cool people, and you know, and I never forget that. They got my back. They told me if someone pick on me and all that stuff, being bullied, if you're being bullied, you let us know. We'll take care of that. We got your back. Every one of them, even their, from another team that represents for Lynn, the Hornets, even told me that, you know, Pooh, Jose, the other Javier, Gary, who passed away a while back, rest in peace, Pee Wee, and many more. And I know I forget others, but I apologize. But, you know, et cetera. And it's a cool bunch. And I would say Lynn Middle School, I have more fun at Lynn Middle School than fucking when I'm in high school for Onate. It's not just because, even though it is part of the reason why, because I make the basketball team for Lynn for both 7th and 8th grade. I didn't play any sport. I did try to make the basketball team for Onate High School the first 2 years in high school, which I didn't make the team. But the main reason I say that Lynn, I have more fun than Lynn, because a lot of the teacher, I may have some bullies, but it did not last long. The only bullies I've been bullied is usually the adults, like from Onate. And mostly they are teachers. Not all teachers, some. To that degree. So, then I have more fun than I am in high school. And I said this in the past on the podcast. If Lynn was a high school, I would stay at Lynn and finish at Lynn. I would not go to any other high school. Including Onate, which is the high school I went to. That's it. That's the bottom line. But anyways, you know, a bunch of great, great friends. I remember every time there's a basketball game in 7th grade, that is, in 7th grade, whether win or lose, there's some of the family of the team had to share, they don't have to, they volunteer, really. Give us sodas, you know, like Pepsi, Coke, whatever, which is cool. So I remember, like, you know, when we have a basketball game and finish, it doesn't matter where, whether it's at Lynn, Picacho Middle School, Sia Middle School, Sierra Middle School, no matter where, we'll go to the park after the game's finished. We go to meet the parents. We talk, the parents get together, friends get together, talk, and then we share sodas, those 24 or 12 cans pack, sharing sodas. They give to us nice and cold too, by the way. We'll drink soda, we'll, you know, hang out for a little bit, talk, and then we leave. So, you know, those are good times, man. I have a good time, you know, and that's in 7th grade. 8th grade is a little different, really, to be honest with you. 8th grade, it's like, you have a basketball game, and after you're done, you may hang out with your friends, and that's it, but no. You don't do sharing, give sodas to the team, the basketball team, for 8th grade. 8th grade, you just, after the game done, win or lose, go home. That's it. That's it. Of course, you go basketball. If you have basketball practice, you go basketball practice. And I'm going to say, basketball practice is cool. Now, in 7th grade, Coach Gonzalez make us work. Rightfully so, by the way. You know, rightfully so, because, you know, you make us work, do drills or whatever. And I know in 8th grade, Mr. Woods, shout out to Mr. Woods, by the way. He's my coach. In 8th grade, now 8th grade is, there's only, because I mentioned earlier, 7th grade, there's two teams. Opportunity to make the team in two teams. Now, there are some people that did not make the team. And of course, the catch to it, of course, in school, you have to have good grades. Passing good grade. If you don't have a good grade, you're out the team. So it was not my concern because I have good grades at Lynn, both the last 3 years at Lynn. Even though I didn't play basketball in 6th grade. I didn't start playing basketball till 7th grade. We, in 7th grade, there's only two teams, right? Like I mentioned. In 8th grade, there's 3 teams to represent for the school. 3 teams, but 3 different coaches. Opportunity, but you still have to do the tryout. First, you get to pass your, now, it's kind of weird, but if I'm at 7th grade, I don't recall we had to do physical at all. I don't recall that. Maybe we did. I don't remember that much regarding 7th grade. But I know in 8th grade, I could take a physical, and you get to pass the physical to get on to have a chance to get on the team. Or even if you make the team, stay on the team. So, you know, you have to take a physical, pass your physical, which I did. Pass the physical, try out, and see, make the team. You look and see who, you know, if you're on making the team, which of the 3 teams. Now, there are some people that did not make the team. And I make the team. I got it, you know, with Mr. Woods. At first, I was with someone else, some other coach. I forgot his name. And so, they changed it. Put me on Mr. Woods' team. Both Mr. Woods and Coach Gonzalez, they're cool people. Cool people, you know. Different methods regarding in practice, because in 7th grade, Mr. Gonzalez, he make us work. He make us work, you know, do drills. I don't think we really scrimmage. Did we scrimmage? If we did, it's very odd. We don't really rarely scrimmage, do scrimmages. Very rare, I believe, in 7th grade. But in 8th grade, all we do is scrimmage. That's what we do. All we do is scrimmage. We do scrimmaging. Now, we do some drills, or we, you know, the coach asks us what you want to work on, free throws or whatever, and he make you work on it. So, that time, too. But most of the time, we do scrimmages on practice. In 8th grade, there's a one rule besides you have to get good grades. Keep your good grades up. The other rule is, if you don't show up to practice, you won't play. That's the policy. From Coach Wu's policy. In 7th grade, I don't think there's no rules for that, but I always show up to practice in 7th grade when I was on the team for 7th grade. In 8th grade, I make every practice except for one. And the reason why is because I was sick. Now, not many people fucking know this. Not even my teammates know this. I didn't show up to practice. They know, everyone knows this. I didn't show up to the last practice in 8th grade because I was sick. I didn't go to school that day. I was too sick. I have, at that time, and I did go see the doctor and had to take the medicine, whatever, for it. And I have a walking pneumonia. Again, I have a walking pneumonia. I have a bad cough, fever, whatever. So I didn't show up to practice. And it was the last basketball practice, by the way, too, because we get ready for the last game the next day. It was on a Friday that time. What year was that? 1995. It was in 95 of the spring, I believe. I can't remember what month was it, but it was like early 95. But I didn't show up to the last practice because I was sick. And I figured, I don't know, they're going to let me play. The coach is going to let me play. So the next morning, I begged mom to play. Mom let me play, which is kind of surprising because I was still sick. Well, I don't have no fever. I checked to see if there's fever. It was no fever, but I was still not feeling too well. So I'm gonna play the, because it was the last game. And this is the 8th grade, the last year for Linden Middle School before I jumped to high school. So, you know, I want to play, but I don't know. I wasn't able to play because of the practice part. No, if you don't show up to practice, you don't play. So I show up, and it's an early morning. The game was early morning, Saturday. And who's the one that took me to the game? It was my uncle, that's right. My uncle, he took me to my basketball game. We all got together, and, you know, I didn't show up to practice, but the coach let my teammate to vote if they want me to play or not, since I didn't show up to practice. And they all folded that they want me to play, which is cool. And you know, I thought they ain't gonna. I was like, oh dang, cool. And I appreciate it, man. And that's my 8th grade basketball team. People who are my 8th grade basketball team. Let me think who, Eric Roberts, Pee Wee, Matthew, the other Javier, which I forgot his last name. And Pooh. And I don't know, there's some other. Tim. Alexander. And I can't remember the rest. I can't remember the other ones. But, I apologize if I know I probably left someone out, maybe. Now, there's some other ones that don't go to practice. So, then kind of didn't show up to the game. So, you know, whatever. But they all don't practice, don't play. But I didn't show up the last practice, the last game of the season, the last game, period, really. So they all fully, yes, let me play. They want me to play. So that was fucking cool. Cool of them, you know, even though they don't have to. Since I didn't show up to practice because I was sick that day, and I was still kind of sick that day too. See, hey, you if you don't know, I'm a Bulls fan and I watched Michael Jordan growing up. Hey, I play with the ammonia, with the flu. Nah, it's not really a flu. Actually, it's a walking ammonia. Before Jordan played in the flu game in the NBA Finals against the Utah Jazz. Before, so, you know, so there's that, yeah. But I was not feeling, so, because, you know, there were other games before us, so, you know, they, and, you know, one of my friends who there, saw me, I was coughing, like, are you all right, fool? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So, you know, I want to play. So they all fooled, yes, I can play. So I did play. I start, and we won. And I'm not much of a scorer or anything like that. I never score a point. I don't, at all. And this is I scored my very first point due to a technical foul on the other team. Someone from the other team. For that represent that other school. I forgot who played against. So I make I get to shoot two free throws. Missed the first one, but I make the second one. 1 point. And we won. We won by, I think we won by double digit. So, you know, there's that. I'm losing my voice right now, so we're going to take a break. Once I get my voice back, or when my throat doesn't irritate me, I'm going to talk more the good times, the bad times, in terms of this, as this episode called, Memory Lane. So we'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to this Memory Lane episode of Let's Talk Podcast. I was talking about telling some stories, you know, giving, you know, flashback, you know, from the past, you know, telling you the story that I can remember by memory, you know, good times or the bad times. So far, just the good times, which is, honestly, I'm kind of surprised. I remember some, like I said earlier, that it's very rare I can remember mostly the good times in my memory. A lot of times I remember the bad ones most of the time. But anyways, I remember I remember when I was in fifth grade, I went to Sunrise Elementary School. One teacher named Miss Torres, and her assistant named Mr. Jackson, who is very cool dude, by the way. He's so cool. He's a wrestling fan too. We used to choke around with each other or anything like that. He's a real cool dude. I have not seen him since eighth grade, actually. You know, he was working at Lynn Middle School when I was in the eighth grade, so, you know, I haven't seen him nor talked to him since then. I hope it's all well for him, by the way, if he ever listened to this, some shape or form. But anyways, in fifth grade, when I was in Sunrise Elementary School, become friends. I've been to that school one time, because I used to go on Mosa High the first 4 years, I think. Because I think kindergarten, I went to Messiah Park Elementary School, I think, if I remember correctly. And then from first to fourth grade, went to Mosa High Elementary School. Then after I had to move, me and my parents moved, because my parents bought the land to have the house built. I had to go to a different school, so I had to go to Sunrise Elementary School for 1 year before I jumped to junior high school. So I go to Sunrise Elementary School for my fifth grade and become friends with my fifth grade classmate, you know, with I'll mention some of the names, Bobby Escalante, Danny Ibriches, Manny, Yvonne, Lisa, Philip Hernandez, who's me and him become best friends at that time. And the list goes on and on. And I remember, I'm going to tell you one of the few stories. One of my best friends Philip Hernandez, he was dating this girl in our class named Yvonne. Real pretty girl, you know, at the time, in fifth grade. I don't know, but, you know. But, then, they've been going out for a few months, I think, in the fall semester. And we had to break up with her. We were like doing something in school. Not doing something, but kind of like a, I think it's like a pep assembly, kind of. And we were sitting down somewhere in the, I don't remember where. I don't remember exactly where what we doing, but I remember Philip was telling me some of the people that Lisa told, well, Yvonne and Lisa, Yvonne tell Lisa, and Lisa tell Philip and Bob Escalante, and Philip told me that he's breaking up with her because she peed her pants. Yeah. and kids being kids, we're being kids. We're what? How old were we? 11 year olds? 10, 11 year olds around there? We're fifth grade kids. So Philip break up with her. That's the reason why Philip break up with her. Because she peed her pants. Like, and she, laugh about it or whatever. So she break up with her. And we used to make fun of her. Call her Pee Pee Girl. Yeah, I know. I know. We call her Pee Pee Girl. But we're, kids being kids. That, see. But it didn't last long. Whatever. But, so there's that. Funny story is, maybe the next semester, in January, whatever that year was, or whatever, I can't remember what month, I start dating Yvonne, the same girl. And I want to tell you this. We're kids, man. Come on now. We're kids. But I ate Yvonne for a little bit. Didn't last long. Shit, I don't remember how long it lasts. Maybe a couple months, maybe? And it's funny, is me, there's a few different people who try to go out with Yvonne. Philip Hernandez try to go back together with her. Months later, I went with her for a little bit. Actually, she date with Bobby Escalante for a little bit, and I believe she dated with Danny Beatrice for a little bit too, and then me and her go out for a little bit, or dating, whatever, for a short bit, and then I just remember, she actually dated Manny afterwards, and then for a bit, and then break up dating. She went out with Bobby Escalante, she went out with Danny Beatrice, then with me for a little short while, and then that's in the breakup. That's it. I don't know who she go with after me, but whatever. I remember in fifth grade, we tried to. There's actually me and Bobby Escalante. No, was it Bobby? Yeah, it was me and Bobby, like the same girl, just a different girl from a different class called by the name Sandra, and we both wanted to go out with her. She didn't pick me. I'll go ahead and say that right now. And we kind of, I wouldn't say fight. We were close to it. Same with me and Danny, because me and Danny were like the same girl. Rachel wants to go out with me. I didn't know until like a little later, and then I tried to hook up with her, and she's just play hard to get or something. I don't know, whatever. And then me and Danny almost got into a little fight over a girl too, as well. That's back in fifth grade. That is back in fifth grade, And to think of it, there's a few fights for over a freaking girl, if I have to think about it. me and Bobby fight for over Sandra. She does not want to go out with me, like, at all. Actually, I don't think she never likes me, actually, to be honest with you. Back then, I don't know why. But, we hang out. A few people, you know, refer with some other friends. But that's it. And then, Rachel, at first she likes me, but, and then she likes Danny. Me and Danny fight over her. I'm not sure I can't remember if she ever go out with Danny Beatriz. I'm not sure, but I haven't seen Rachel and Sandra since Sunrise in Middle School, so I don't know where they're at now. I don't know this. I just don't know what happened to them. I don't have their phone numbers. I used to have Rachel's phone number. She had a sister named Lupe who used to go out with Philip Hernandez when we were in fifth grade at Sunrise Elementary School. But I used to have Lupe's phone number. I used to call her, talk to her and Rachel on the phone. But I stopped calling them because they were complaining I called too much. So, you know, that's what it is. It is what it is, you know. So, that's why, you know, I'll do them a favor. I'll stop calling, period. And then, you know what? Actually, the last time I did see Lupe, Rachel's sister, I didn't see which Rachel, though. The last time I saw Lupe was at Lynn. She doesn't go to the Lynn middle school. She went to, I forgot what middle school she go to. Either Fista middle school or Sierra middle school. I forgot which one. I might be wrong for both. It might be none of those. It might be the other one, other school. But last time I saw her was in, was it 7th grade or 8th grade? It's one of the two. 7th or 8th grade when I went to the dance. School dance. And Lupe and Lisa are good friends. And me and Lisa is a cool person. You know, at the time she's a tomboy. And I know her fifth grade, she went to the same middle school. We were in the same class as well. Nice girl. Or at the time, nice girl was. I'll go more detailed about it regarding Lisa in a bit. I'm telling you the story. Yeah, so yeah, last time I saw Lupe was in 7th or 8th grade school dance. And she with her friend Lisa, and then I didn't say hi to Lupe. I did saw her, I didn't say hi to Lupe. And she wondered why I didn't say hi to her. I didn't say I think she asked me. Yeah, she did ask me. But I didn't really respond. The reason why I didn't respond, because hey, because I heard from the background. So, here's the thing. I used to call Lupe, talk to Lupe and her sister Rachel on the phone. And they were complaining from the background, not with me, on the phone. They, you know, say, make sure, think I didn't hear it, that I called too much. They complained about I calling too much, this and that, whatever. Okay, I'll stop calling. I say to myself, I'll stop calling, and that's, there's that. So, that's why I stopped calling. And anyways, and plus Rachel played that bullshit game back in. I mean, kids were kids at the time, so you know, whatever. But I hope all well for both of them, Rachel and Lupe. Now, as for Lisa, I met her in our fifth grade class at Sunrise Elementary School. She went to the same middle school I go to. Now I'm a year, I think. Actually, a year or was it 2 years? I'm a year or 2 years older than her. One of the two. And then she went to the same middle school when I entered 7th grade, and when she entered 6th grade, we're in the same class for a little bit. We were in the same class for a little bit at Lynn Middle School. And then she ride the same school bus with me, you know, we hang out, you know. She's you know, at the time was cool person. You know, she was really, really cool. But something changed. I don't know what happened. Back in high school, she went to the same high school I went to as well, but not the same class at all. But I remember there's a thing in high school, you have to pass this test to get a diploma. It's not SAT, it's not the ACT. It's some test, some competency exam, and it has all the subject that you have to do, you know, with math, science, social studies, and whatever. And you have to pass it. No freshman can take that test. You have to take it when you're a sophomore. And if you flunk one of those, you have to pass every one of them, those subjects. If you don't pass it, then you have to take it again the next school year, the next semester. And you have to keep flunking. You have to pass the next school year and so on. Now, however, if you flunk in your senior year, stay over the same category or a different subject, whatever, then you will not get a high school diploma. You still could probably, I think, if I remember correctly, you still graduate, but you won't graduate with your peers. Something along that line. It's a required competency exam. So even if you pass all the subjects and you flunk one, you have to take that one. That's only, you know, so meaning, like, let's say you pass all the subject, math, social study, whatever. But if you flunk one subject on that exam thing, then you have to take that, only just that one subject again the next school year. I think it's just, or with that one subject again. Or you have to take that exam again. So one of the things I struggled with was algebra. I never take algebra class. There's more story about that. I'm not gonna go much further detail, but so I talked to one of the counselor, and she set me up with the teacher who teach algebra, named Mr. Ramirez. Ramirez, I think that's his name. Mr. Ramirez. So I'm there for a short, for temporary, in that classroom with Mr. Ramirez, who teach math class. So he's basically my tutor, and Lisa is in that class. Because me and Lisa go way back. We go since fifth grade, like I said, and from then, and we used to talk to each other on the phone. Now, before I go further, I should mention, I used to call Lisa on the phone, and she used to complain about me calling her too much. So I stopped calling, and then she complained of me not calling her anymore. So I call. So you know what? Okay, she wanted me to call her. Okay, so I call her. She complained, even though I stopped calling her. Back then. Now, fast forward back to that with Mr. Ramirez when he teach me algebra, and keep in mind, I don't know shit about algebra at all, including pre-algebra, that kind of shit. So, when I saw Lisa in the class, after we're done, get ready to go to leave the classroom, and I was getting ready to, I was going to talk to Mr. Lisa, since it's been a while, because we were going way back, and then she, all of a sudden she's like, stay away from me, Philip. I was like, okay. I stayed away from her. For some reason, she wanted me to stay. First off, she thought I fart. I did it. Someone did. I said, I know I didn't. But, fuck or whatever. She told me to stay away from her. Okay. You want to tell your old friend, we go way back, you tell you to stay away? Okay. I stay away from her. And there's that. So, you know, that's why I say she used to be a good friend. And she was a good friend. She was a good friend. She used to, you know, she come. She was the first, after my dad passed away, I come back to school 2 weeks. I think it was 2 weeks. 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks after my dad passed away, I came back to school. And they would go to the portables, to the classroom, and Lisa was the first to come to me. You know, come to me. And she, you know, she met my parents before. I would say a lot of my friends met my parents, including, you know, my dad. And she, you know, we used to eat lunch together, you know, at Sunrise, and even at Lynn for a short while at Lynn. And all of a sudden, something changed. She used to complain about me calling her too much. She even told some Mr. Jackson, back at when he used to work at, in eighth grade, that I called too much, call her every day. I used to call, you know, so I stopped calling her. Man, used to complain about me not calling her, and when I call her one time again, she complained. So, you know. And then there in high school, we haven't seen for a few years, saw her a couple years or whatever. And, you know, I try, you know, talk with her, just to chat, just to have a conversation with her, talk to her, like, have you been, whatever, but she said, stay the fuck away. First off, she think I did. I farted, I didn't. Fucking whatever. But she still telling me to stay away from her. Okay, whatever. And here's a funny story. A few years ago, she tried to add me on Facebook. She sent a request to add. I declined. She was, like I said, she was a good friend. She was a good friend until, you know how there's this saying, people change? Well, she changed. And she, you know, after she fucked the way she was treating me, why would I know what that was years ago, or decade ago, or whatever. But still, no, I declined her friend request. Want nothing to do with her. You know, after what happened back in high school, after you complain about me calling you too much, I'll do you a favor and stop calling and complaining again of me not calling you. And that's not that long, but it's the one in high school when you tell me in front of everyone in that class, including the front of the teacher, tell me to stay away from you. So I did. Say okay. So that's why I don't accept. You know, why would I accept a friend request when a friend, you can say it like a full old friend, a former friend, stab you in the back. That's what it is, basically. I mean, stabbed in the back. Not the first person, the first so-called friend stabbed me in the back, unfortunately. But, you know, whatever. But whatever, man. It is what it is. If she were trying to re-add me or send a request again on Facebook, I probably would still deny that request. But you never know. You never know. But anyways, excuse me. But anyways, that so there's that. I remember, here's another one. I remember I used to have friends that live in the same neighborhood with me. Used to go, one go by the name Greg Coker, another go by the name Eric. The same Eric I mentioned about the earlier in this episode regarding the whole, we went to the Shane's house, his brother pulled a knife. Saint Eric. And we used to go to each other's house, you know, play wrestling action figures, play video games, we used to go to the movies when our parents take us, or that Paso Diablo games. What else? We used to go to the arcade. We used to have an arcade at the mall back in the days. Those are fun times. We used to play in our backyard, front yard. We used to play. Used to pretend we were a wrestler because they. From what I've been told, a while back, they were not wrestling fans. Both Greg and Eric were not wrestling fans until they met me, and they become wrestling fans. So we used to watch wrestling. We used to, you know, watch wrestling pay-per-views, especially WrestleMania. You know, whether they come to my house, we pay half and half and half to watch the wrestling pay-per-view, like WrestleMania, or we go to friend or the other friend's house, Greg's house. We pay half and half and have pizza to watch the WrestleMania. We used to pretend we're a wrestler, wrestle the pillow, pretend the pillow was a wrestler, or wrestle each other. You know, it's fun to do a drop kick in the backyard, but the landing part sucks. I used to do that in Eric's old house. We used to live there in that, he has a big backyard. Do a drop kick. Oh man, that hurts. The landing part hurts. But you know, oh man, those are good times. And the video games, we play a lot of Ninja Turtle games. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles games, man. We play that. That was a fun, classic game. Of course, things change. Eric moved to a different state. But he still visits at times, because, you know, his grandma used to live the same city, still live in Cruces at the time. Come spend the night. Me and Eric become best friends, best friends. You know, and his grandma used to take us to the movies, drop us off at the mall. You know, that kind of good stuff, you know, back in the days. Greg, he changed, not in a good way. I don't know what happened. At first, I thought maybe someone who we met named Jonathan, me and Jonathan, you know, used to get along. And I, you know, the funny is, I just saw him a couple months ago, and we chat, you know, we talk a little bit, so we do get along now, but we don't hang out, but because he has his own thing, he's doing his own thing, I'm doing my own thing, but we chat for a little bit, so, you know, he's cool, now, but back then, we used to not get along, him, and I, you know, but, you know, back then, I thought maybe Jonathan got something to do with it, or I'm sorry. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Let me get a drink. Apologize. Shit, that come out of nowhere. Hold on. I apologize. Everyone. Shit. There we go. I apologize. Man. Alright. Where was I? I'm trying to think. Where was I? Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Great. We start... He was starting to become selfish. We used to get along pretty well, too. You know, I used to go to his house. He used to go to my house. He used to spend the night. That kind of stuff. Then he started to change. To become a person. And then we just become distant. Even though we live in the same neighborhood across the street. just that our friendship, that he's just not, at the time, not the same person. We stopped talking to each other. I think we stopped talking to each other like close to my either second or my last year of Lynn, one of the two. My last year from Lynn. And here, I'll give you an example. Him and even Eric. Oh, shit. Him and Eric met my parents. Because they used to go to my house. I mean, come on now. Met their parents. And then my dad passed away. Greg's parents. His mom and his dad. Good people. Nice people. They went to my funeral. Not Greg, because Greg was at school at the time. Which is understandable. Funerals, you know. It's so sad. But, after the ceremony with my dad, funeral, Greg's dad and Greg's mom come to me and talk to me. You know, you can come over. Tell me I can come over anytime I want. If I need, you know, this and that. They're sorry, this and that. Good people, man. When I first saw, the first time I hung out with Greg for a while after my dad passed away, he never bothered to say sorry. A lot of my friends say sorry to me regarding my dad passed away. A lot of my friends. Every one of them. I didn't tell Eric, by the way, until a few months later after my dad passed away. And he was sorry. He said, you should tell me earlier, you know. And, I just, like, couldn't have the strength. So, because Eric lived in a different state, you know. So that's why he didn't know. Greg knows because, you know, it's from his parents. And Greg never tell me, I'm sorry your dad passed away. No. And that's where I begin to realize that he's changed. And we become more distant. We started almost fight. Even Eric, I don't know if I ever remember this. Because I remember when Eric was on this podcast for the first time. We talk about the good times and the bad times. We can talk about regarding Greg. Even Eric and Greg at times were not getting along. And even Eric realized that Greg seemed to be changed. And, you know, Greg and Eric almost got into a fight. Same with me and Greg almost got into a fight. So I stopped. Me and Greg stopped being friends. We're no longer friends. That's it. You know, he's just not the same person that when I first met him. You know, we used to go, you know, and you know, I didn't mention this, but I remember we used to go to each other's birthday parties, it's at the Pure Piper Pizza, playing the arcades, get each other birthday presents. But those are the good times, but things change, you know? Eric moved, Greg and me can't get along anymore like we used to. You know, it is what it is, right? It is what it is. But anyways, I'm going to go ahead and end this. Because I'm losing my voice right now. You hear me coughing right now. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. I know there's probably more stories I have not tell. But maybe someday, if I do decide to bring the podcast back, I'll tell more stories regarding Memory Lane. So, everyone, you can follow me on Instagram. P2H02. You can also follow me on Threads, same username, PGA02, like on Instagram. Best Talk Podcast has a Facebook page. Give a like, give a follow. Post episodes like this one. regarding Let's Talk Podcast related. Let's Talk Podcast is available from 10 different platforms, which you can listen to all the episodes, including this episode, from 10 different platforms, such as Spotify for Podcaster, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Amazon Music, and CastBox. So, everyone, have a good night. Remember, happy, this is the 300th episode. So, what a milestone that this podcast reached. But anyways, just a reminder, May 31st will be the last podcast, maybe, for Let's Talk Podcast. Anyways, everyone, have a good night. Take care and talk to you the next time on Let's Talk Podcast. Peace out, everyone.